One of Thora Heard's many merits as an actress, and I call her that rather than the currently more correct actor, because Thora would have called herself an actress, and not thought it demeaning to do so. One of Thora's many merits as an actress was that she was scrupulous about the text. Always word perfect, she knew when she'd said an and when you'd written a but, and almost shamed you by the respect she accorded the words you'd written, and her anxiety to reproduce them perfectly. It's ironic, therefore, that her first memorable performance for me should have been to some extent improvised. This was in John Schlesinger's 1962 film of Stan Barstow's A Kind of Loving, in which she played the sour-faced Mrs. Rothwell, straight-laced, house-proud and weary mother of the beautiful Ingrid. Woken late one night, she comes downstairs to find Alan Bates' Vic drunk and snogging the matchless Ingrid in the parlour. Bates is about to apologise when he is abruptly and copiously sick behind the sofa. Thora's reaction to this, as written, was, "You filthy, disgusting pig," a line tailor-made to her talents. However, it had to cover quite a lot of action, Bates, for instance, throwing up at least twice, and so John Schlesinger told her to improvise, not a technique that Thora had ever had any occasion to acquire. Her job was to say the words, not to make them up. Still, she did her best, and having a basic text, "You filthy, disgusting pig," she proceeded to play variations on it. "You pig," glaring at the cringing Bates. "You're filthy, you. Disgusting." Then, forcing herself to look at the sick behind the sofa, "You're a pig." Schlesinger, with what in every sense was gay abandon, kept the camera rolling until Thora had given every possible variation of the four words that the script had allowed her. Her frustration, both at her own lack of invention and the sadism of the director, transmuted into a memorable performance on the screen. Lear, grieving over the corpse of Cordelia, was not more grief-stricken than Mrs. Rothwell over her polluted parlour. That was in 1962. 40 years later, when we recorded The Last of the Sun and the last piece of work she did, any diversion from the text was still...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?